Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, joined as always by Jordan, and today we're digging into Southern Company's second quarter 2026 results. Before we get into it, quick disclaimer, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
And Alex, this is a fun one, because Southern Company isn't just beating numbers this quarter, they're sitting at the center of the whole AI infrastructure build-out story. Data centers, hyperscalers, nuclear, it's all here.
Let's start with the headline numbers. Adjusted EPS for second quarter came in at $1.13 per share. That's 21 cents higher than second quarter last year and 13 cents above what they'd guided last quarter. First half of the year, adjusted EPS is $2.46, well ahead of expectations.
And because of that strength, management now expects full year 2026 adjusted EPS to land near or at the top of their guidance range of $4.50 to $4.60. They also gave third quarter guidance of $1.65 a share. So they're not just beating, they're raising the bar for the rest of the year.
What's actually driving this? CFO David Porrock pointed to increased usage and customer growth, higher AFUDC, that's allowance for funds used during construction, basically a return utilities earn while big projects are being built, plus earnings from equity investments and some favorable tax impacts.
The sales growth numbers are honestly the headline for me. Weather normal retail electricity sales were up 2.3% year-to-date, the strongest growth through June in almost two decades. And get this, data center usage was up 55% compared to second quarter last year, and system-wide data center load now exceeds 1.2 gigawatts.
That's the story everyone's watching right now, power demand from AI data centers. And Southern just landed a massive one. Georgia Power signed a 3.2 gigawatt, 25-year contract with OpenAI for a site near Savannah.
25 years, Alex. That's the kind of contract length that makes utility investors sit up. And it's not a standalone number. Combined with three new projects in Alabama, totaling about 3 gigawatts, Southern's total contracted large load demand is now over 17 gigawatts through the mid-2030s.
And the pipeline behind that is enormous. CEO Chris Womack said their prospective pipeline of large industrial and data center projects remains well above 75 gigawatts, with another 8 gigawatts in late-stage development, three of which could finalize soon.
What I liked in the Q&A was how much attention they paid to protecting existing customers from this growth. Chris Womack talked about the National Ratepayer Protection Pledge they just joined and the contract structure. Minimum bills that cover 100% of the incremental cost to serve, plus serious collateral backing.
That collateral detail was wild. On a question from Wolf Research's Steve Fleischman, David Porrock clarified that across the full 17-gigawatt portfolio of large load contracts, Southern's holding about $21 billion in collateral, lines of credit, surety bonds, parent guarantees, enough to keep their effective credit exposure around an A- or better, even when the counterparty itself isn't quite investment grade.
That's a smart risk management story for a company taking on this much new, concentrated demand. And it's part of why they can say retail base rates are staying stable in Georgia and Alabama through 2029, even as they're plugging in gigawatts of new load.
The OpenAI deal also included something new, 1 gigawatt of flexible demand response, meaning OpenAI's site can dial back usage during peak grid periods. Analyst Andrew Wiesel asked about this directly, and Womack confirmed it's the first time they've structured a data center deal this way. The idea is it helps shave peak demand for the whole system, which benefits all customers, not just the data center.
On the generation side, they're not sitting still either. They've already secured approval for 10 gigawatts of new company-owned generation, thermal, battery, solar, and they've got active RFPs running in both Alabama and Georgia for even more capacity to meet demand into the early 2030s. David Porrock actually gave a useful rule of thumb here. Roughly $2 billion of capital per gigawatt of new generating capacity, across a broad mix of sources.
There was also a fun exchange about nuclear. Shar Pourreza from Wells Fargo asked directly whether Southern would build another AP1000 reactor, given all the buzz about next-gen large-scale nuclear for AI power demand.
And Womack was refreshingly blunt. Southern's not going to be next. But he said they're actively talking with the Trump administration and other players about how nuclear fits the broader energy picture for the 2030s, and they're exploring whether hyperscalers might help absorb some of the cost overrun risk that plague Vogtle Units 3 and 4.
On the financing side, Southern's been raising equity carefully to support their balance sheet. They sourced another $700 million through their at-the-market equity program this quarter, and their remaining equity need through 2030 is down to just $1.1 billion. That's all in service of a longer-term target, getting to 17% FFO to debt by 2029, which is basically a measure of how much cash flow they generate relative to debt, a key credit quality metric.
So what does this all mean for investors? Southern is essentially riding two tailwinds at once: a booming Southeast economy with strong industrial and residential growth, and this once-in-a-generation surge in data center demand. Management's confidence is showing up not just in the raised outlook, but in their stated goal of pushing toward the top half of their long-term earnings growth trajectory.
And importantly, they're framing all of this growth as customer protective, stable rates through 2029, contracts structured so large load customers pay their fair share, heavy collateral backing. That's the narrative they clearly want the market and regulators to hear.
The things I keep watching: how those Alabama and Georgia RFP processes resolve later this year, whether that 3-gigawatt finalizing pipeline actually converts, and how the Southern power tolling agreements get repriced as they roll off. That repricing could be a nice incremental tailwind.
Before we wrap up, one more required note from Jordan.
Right. Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
With 17 gigawatts contracted, 75-plus gigawatts in the pipeline, and guidance trending toward the top end of the range, Southern Company heads into the back half of 2026 with a lot of momentum behind it.
It's going to be a fascinating few quarters to watch how this data center wave actually plays out on the ground. Thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch.
We'll catch you next time with another earnings breakdown. Take care, everyone.